This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
As we continue our conversation with Ed DeRosa with Horse Racing Nation, he talks about his 21 years of covering the Kentucky Derby and horse racing. DeRosa says he got his start at an early age.
This will be my 21st Derby, and been doing racing about 25 years. Always loved it. Went to the track with my grandfather in Cleveland, and you know, back in the 80s, early 90s when I was growing up, you couldn't bet on your phone. Well, you didn't even have a phone.
DeRosa says he learned quite a bit from his grandfather.
My grandfather was a bookie. And if you wanted to bet races in New York or Florida, he was the guy you went and saw. And just loved tagging along with him and, you know, just being at the track and wanted to make a career of it and fortunate to do so.
He adds 2006 stands out as his favorite Kentucky Derby.
It's so rare that you actually see a superstar performance in the Derby. It's such a tough race. There's 20 horses, the trouble, etc. But that day, Barbaro turned in. And this will be my 21st, so I've seen 20 of them live. By far the best performance I've ever seen on Derby Day.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Put a little spring in your step. There's no better place than the Bluegrass State. And Kentucky's 45 state parks offer wide open spaces to play and stay, including private cottages and lakeside campgrounds. Plus, you can tee up at 13 nationally recognized golf courses nestled in beautiful surroundings. Plan your getaway today at www.parks.ky.gov. That's www.parks.ky.gov.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Ed DeRosa with Horse Racing Nation says he'll never forget the year that Eight Bells died after placing second in the Kentucky Derby.
The press was on the sixth floor, so we were, I would say, the people up there were the first to actually see that something had happened. Where the winner's circle is and where all the brass is for the trophy presentation, they have no view of that.
He adds that Derby changed protocols.
They have flags on the roof, and the CEO is able to see the color of the flag, and if there's any trouble, that alerts it to him.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter, and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com, Apple, Google, and Spotify. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.